How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chop It Up with the Saint and everything in between. I am your host, Effie Saint. Na leo tunai chop down. I'm a VP.
Welcome to another episode of The Chop Down. In today, we have Nicole in studio. And I have a very interesting topic to talk about, you know, because it's not easy to always come up with topics that people are interested in listening into. But when I thought of this, I was like, hey, let's chop this up, yeah? Let's chop this down. Nicole, say something. Speak to the mic. They can't hear you.
Hi.
My name is Nicole. Mini passenger princess. Okay, so listen, so the topic of the day is apparently when, say you have a girlfriend or you're married, right? And you've come home, unajua mwanaume mwafrika akifika nyumbani anakujanga na nini jioni? Gazeti na nyama. In the most homes, if you don't see a newspaper, there's no man in that house. Anyway, so we come home na nyama. Alafu ukiingiza hivi nyama kwa kitchen, una find your better half is cooking a vegetarian meal or even pasta or something different. And then you're like, hey, babe, what's up? Siongeze nyama kwa your food. And then you know what she says? She's like, no. Like, you have to eat what I'm cooking. And then, as a man, I feel, or as myself, not even as a man, I feel I should eat what I want. So, say for instance, I decide now to cook the meat myself, right? Na si ati sitakula chakula yake. Chakula yake ni tamu, so I like eating that shit. But nipike nyama on the side. So apparently, Nicole feels that is disrespectful to do that. Yeah, man, so support your emotions, support your... Tuambie mbona unafikiria hivyo.
I think you're supposed to look at, like, what exactly went on or went down in the kitchen. Have you found her? She's already set up what... She's already planned what to make. And, you know, it's not easy to decide what to cook, by the way. It's actually not easy. So maybe she's already prepared her ingredients. She's ready to make that vegetarian meal. And then you just come from nowhere and you're like, cook this meat. Probably she's even decided she's going to be done in like half an hour or an hour. And then you come and add meat. So maybe we need to look at all those different things.
That's fine, but the question here was the man goes ahead and cooks the meal. And you said that's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's disrespectful because now she's feeling like what she's making is not enticing enough for you. Like she's taken time to make that food for you, but you're coming and you want to make your own food. What message is that sending, really?
Okay. Good, fair enough, but don't you think, and this is like my whole thinking in general, women being emotional beings, right, tend to blow things out of proportion. Understand? Mi ka jama nimefika nyumbani, nama nimeka the whole day nimekula githeri, alafu nataka tu kula kanyama. Alafu nifike home nikute mamboga. Na si kusema na ubaya. Ni mboga. Yani ni veggies. Ukataya kupika. Alafu tena mi nikipika, unasema itakuwa noma juu. Ati ita hurt your feelings. In the sense that I'm thinking that your food is not nice. That's what you're saying. Did you see the disconnect? Do you see how the world just revolved around one person like this? Like if you had a globe and you held it around your head.
If you understand that your woman is emotional, then you need to know how to to go around that. If indeed you did something that hurt her feelings, that means you knew she's emotional, but you didn't approach that.
No, the only issue thing I did was bring meat in the house, a gazette. And there was nowhere I was told as a man, usikuje na nyama kwa nyumba.
Fine, maybe she was like, we can have meat some other time, or maybe tomorrow.
But it's, did you see where there's a disconnect?
Wow.
You don't, even right now you haven't seen it. Niggas, do you want to tell her in the comments? Okay. I think we should have an opinion of somebody else. Maybe another woman. See what she says. Should we call somebody? Do you have somebody in mind?
Yeah, I think I have someone in mind.
Okay, guys. So we're going to do that. So, yeah, we'll come back after the break.
babe, mama. Babe. I don't want that. Baby.
Okay. Hi, babe.
Hi.
So we're sitting here, we're having a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say your man comes home with meat.
Yeah.
And agazeti. Yeah. But you're already cooking and you've made you would call it a vegetarian meal. Okay. Let's assume it's rice and like stew with potatoes and minji and all that good stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this man comes and you've already started cooking and he's come mm-hmm. with meat and he's like, cook that meat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, you're like, no. So the man goes ahead and makes the meat for himself. Like, what message does that send to you as a woman?
I feel like it's disrespectful. I feel like I'm not appreciated. Like, even for the little thing I'm doing, like, you should have maybe even, like, waited and cooked maybe for dinner or something. Like, just appreciate the effort I've done with that. And then you can eat some. Because you don't have to eat meat at that time. If you don't eat meat during lunch, you won't die.
Exactly.
You won't die. Like, you can just be patient. And if you really want meat, you can eat it during dinner. Because I've taken time out. I've taken time to cook this food. And you can't even appreciate it. Like, it sends a bad message.
Yeah.
Okay. Trina.
Yeah?
Welcome to the Chop Down. This is where watuona fungua roho, we don't judge. So we appreciate your, I would say, opinion?
Opinion.
It's opinion.
Mm.
I think you can call it, there's a better word where I'm losing words. Anyway, is that your ego speaking or that's the love speaking?
It's not my ego speaking.
Does that mean that your ego is hurt or was it that you felt unloved?
Is it your ego when you...
It's not even my ego that was hurt. It's my feelings because I took time out of my time to make that food, knowing that very well you eat it. Like, I made it with love. Like, I took... It's not the ego, it's just the... Like,
so now, as the man, and I speak for the man species, I feel... Ujamame should have the whole day say, nimsam jengo. Ujamalikula kideri lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then amefika home, akasema, akienda home, akipita hivi, akaona kanyama ile, do kidogo akonayo, akaongezea, akakuja na kahafu, hata si kilo. Then amefika kwa keja, anakuta wifi, anakula, anapika mamboga. I like to call them mamboga because it's vegetarian, okay? Naweza kuwa minji na waru bado, but bado ni mboga yote. So, to him, or as a man, I'm adding onto the table. You know, what am I bringing on the table? Nimekuja na nyama. Alafu sana nikifika kwa keja, wewe na ego yako, because that's your ego speaking. Unaniambia ati, hautaipika. Alafu, unanisikizi ati, hautaipika juu feelings zako zitakuwa hurt, juu ati mimi na unanipi, kama sipendi chakula yako. And then on the other hand, on the flip side, Miss Jasemati won't eat your food. I'm just saying, add on the meat on whatever you're cooking. Do you see the disconnect? Is there communication? Or do you still stand with the, you feel disrespected? So back to the question, do you feel disrespected or you feel unloved? When I provide and bring meat home.
It's the way you provide it. Like, you haven't even put account of what I've been doing. Like,
so you're saying I should probably have sent a message, Amma. I should have texted you before.
Yeah, why not like, call before?
If there was better communication about it, like, because maybe so, I've also had a long day doing this. I've taken my time to cook this. Like, and then you just come, you're like, I want to meet too.
So you're saying you don't like surprises?
I prefer, like, if there was better communication. Like, because from your side, there's no appropriate, like, you had a long day at work, yes. You come with the meat, you're like, you've also not even asked me the day I had. You can't even, like, even the way you communicate it, like, the way you communicated to me, like,
for me,
I had a long day. I've been eating this. Could you please, you know?
I'll be honest with you guys. That's just straight out making something that is not even supposed to be about you. You dig? Like, it's nyama, bro. Nimekamu na nyama tulishi. Ushaanza kunisikizia venye.
Why couldn't you call?
Ati my feelings, you didn't communicate that you're bringing home nyama. You guy. Ati, I have to text my wife to tell her, or my girlfriend to tell her, ati I'm bringing nyama home so that she doesn't get her feelings hurt.
No, you need to communicate so that she prepares the right meal according to what you want. If you don't communicate, she will not understand what you want. She won't know your needs.
I think you guys are spoiled.
Because you can't just come. No, another thing is, you can't just come out of nowhere with meat. And, you know, for a person to cook, they had already made their plan.
Are you listening to this babe's talk, manze? Actually, kuleta nyama kwa nyumba bila kusema ni noma.
No, we're not saying.
You see, more like, let's say you are already, like, I already had a plan for what I was going to cook and stuff. Right. Like,
so what if
you didn't?
What if I never bring anything home? Is that okay?
No. Can I stop?
Is that what you guys are saying?
Can I stop you right there?
No.
See, I was reading somewhere that men tend to go to the extremes when you try to communicate something, and that's a perfect example of it. She said, "We can have this meat some other time. We can have this meat tomorrow because I'm almost done cooking." You know.
Let me tell you what you just did. Yeah, you had a double edged sword, and because you babes are many, you agree on something, it becomes the ghost.
Can I finish?
Okay, fine, finish. Sorry.
So I say this meat, we can make it tomorrow, but your takeaway is I shouldn't bring food anymore. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because why are you punishing me for doing something that a man should be doing? Like, you're punishing me for providing.
It is not
you're telling me now, on top of providing, there has to be communication when you provide. Makes no sense.
You're a human being.
Understand?
You're supposed to know how to communicate.
Ati babe, ukinitumia tao kwa kwanza ni text. You mean to jam? Is that ridiculous?
You're putting it out of context.
No, fam. I'm holding you out to your truth. So I'm just like compartmentalizing what you guys are telling me. I'm trying to break it down to make sense to me. Because if it doesn't make sense to me, then I will feel disrespected.
But to be honest, let me ask, why can't the man, like, let's say you've found me cooking the vegetables and stuff, why can't the man compromise? Like, I've already
There's
cooked
no
and
thing
stuff.
As
you know,
compromise.
Cooking also takes time and
let
stuff.
Me tell you.
Why can't the man
let me tell
say,
you.
Okay, we'll eat meat tomorrow?
Let me tell you, right? It's not about the meat.
Yeah.
You don't get it. It's not about the meat. That's why I was like, have you gotten it? It's not about the meat.
But you just said,
let me finish. I'll let you talk. Let me make my point. It's not about the meat. It's mm-hmm. about how people relate. You understand? Relationships, it's about relating. Mm-hmm. Okay? Relationship mm-hmm. is not kumbaya, I love you, we make babies, we live forever. Relationship is you respect me, I respect you, we will live cordially pamoja, vizuri, na tutaendelea, na tutajengana on top of that, right? So when you unanisikizia ati, when I bring the meat, I should communicate and tell you ati nitaleta nyama, and so that you don't get hurt. Wewe mbona usi compromise yone huu msi yenyewe ametaya na amejaribu ameleta nyama. Kuna wanaume wengine hawaleti lolote kwa nyumba. Kuna mama Kenya sahi nakwambia, they're like, this guy has never even bought a kitungu in this house for the last 3 years. Kazi yake tu ni charm. Umeelewa? So when now you go punish a good man rather, for doing a good thing to you, like, then what do you... So then what is love? Men in relationships don't look for love. Men look for respect. Women don't look for respect. They look for love. So I'm doing loving things to you, but you're disrespecting me for what? Nicole, you have a few points. I can see your face. Say, ongea.
But the thing is...
I said, Nicole, I put your points just here.
Okay, Nicole, ongea.
You just said relationship is about relating. when you're relating, you communicate. You can't say that the woman is wrong for expecting you to communicate. The same way, if you're going to come home late, I expect you to tell me, yo, I might be a bit late.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Relating.
So why can't you just say?
Because.
Or even in the morning.
Because it's. Are you telling me to check in, or you're telling me to tell you I'm safe? Why? What is that? That and is it? What is it? Is it check in with me so I see if it's okay?
It's both.
Or it's I know so that I know you're safe.
It's both.
You see, that's another ego trip right there.
It's
like you guys are running relationship with ego.
Can I just finish what I was
okay,
saying?
Sorry. Yeah, speak.
So, to me, love is communication. Okay, no one has stopped you from communicating. That time moment, a butchery, you're there, you're like, nikatie nusu. Why can't you just send a message and be like, babe, I'm going to come with meat today. So whatever you're making, can it be in line with that? You get? Because she's already made stew with vegetables, whatever. And you're coming with meat. You're not even... Ato jajaribu kuonja usike kama food yenyewe itakutosha. You're just like, I want this, make this.
Okay.
And then another thing. We need to move away from the assumption that men are the only ones going to work. It's the 21st century. This woman has also spent her day working. So she's tired. She's come home. She's expressing love to her man by making food for him.
Okay.
And then he comes home and he's not even interested in whatever she's making. He just wants what he wants. Like, can we try and put ourselves in that woman's shoes?
Uh-huh, Trina, do you agree with her?
Yeah. I feel like Nicole is bringing out a good point.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the way, it's how you do it. Like, you know, let's say, even if you would not communicate and let's say you come with meat and I've already cooked and stuff, and you also tell me the day you had and you really wanted meat, you know, we can be compromised. And
yeah.
Like, but for you to just say, I want meat and I say I can't, and you can't even... have a communication after that and just proceed to start cooking meat, it looks very disrespectful.
Okay, so
it's how the intent of the action.
Okay, so what's the disrespect? The coming home with meat or cooking it?
The cooking.
The cooking it.
The cooking. Cooking.
So I should wait like 24 hours before I cook the meat.
No, you should communicate.
No, you can, like, you can. This is a conversation you have with a person. You're like,
not buying the meat.
You're oversimplifying.
You can't say, I'm not. That's how men think.
The issue at hand.
That's how men think. Men
so
are very simple.
Why are we being made to understand how you think and you don't want to understand how we think?
Why are we complicating things? Why are we complicating? That's what I said. Why do we have to make such a small thing an issue? The world does not revolve around, you know, any of us. So, mimi nimekamna nyama. Utai kupika, mimi napika. It's that simple. Haifai kuwa, oh, my feelings are hurt. Oh, ama my niggas naongea vibaya. Labda na... You guys have not seen it.
But you know, there's... Let's say, like, I really cooked for you and I was excited. Like,
yeah.
I can't wait for him to test the food. I can't... You know, the way you put in your effort
the sugar spice
when doing everything,
okay.
Like, you're doing
let me
it
ask you a question.
Love. And then
did
you
just guys,
come and take
okay,
that
let me ask a question. Did you guys communicate and say that you're cooking something for me very special? Did you send me the message?
No.
Oh, my God. And what he, let's say...
No, in this instance, did you had you?
Okay, so the woman is making food for you, yeah?
So does she have to text me and tell me I'm making dinner? So don't buy meat.
No, but this means in the context, she's the one who cooks that house.
Fam, communication is both ways. Don't try twist words here.
I'm not
don't
trying
try to be smart and like walk around.
Mwanaume, kazi yake ni kukuja home.
Kuprovide na nyama. Right.
Exactly.
So maybe a text should have come saying, I'm cooking today, don't bring nyama.
But when you say that a man's job is to come home.
But, like, let's say...
Can we have the conversation I want to have? I want you to answer that. Don't walk around.
I feel like your man's playing me right now.
Am I? Trina, do you think the woman should have sent the message saying, babe, I'm cooking for you today, don't even bother? Like, just come straight home. You think that would
but
have been better communication?
I don't feel like she should have sent the message, right, depending on if she cook. If she cooks every day, why should I send you a message
if
telling
I buy
you I'm
meat,
cooking
okay.
today?
If I buy meat every day, like Nicole just told me, why should I text you telling you I'm buying meat today?
So you want us to meet meat every day?
If you wanted meat, you say it like, you know, yeah,
wait,
that's
wait,
the
wait,
difference.
Wait. Say that
that's
again.
The difference.
Say that again. If I wanted meat?
Ungesema.
Nasilikuja nayo.
Umekuja nayo, hujasema.
Kusema na matendo.
Kusema unataka. Like, you know, yeah, but there is kukuja. Like, if you buy meat.
Wow, you guys should listen to yourself. Well, like, I'll send you a copy of this podcast.
I think you
podcast.
Should listen to yourself.
This is how you guys live in your relationships. I feel bad for your niggas.
Take for example.
Right.
Your girlfriend, you guys don't live together.
Right.
She just comes to your house out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. She hasn't told you nothing. How right. would you feel about that?
That you just showed up.
Yeah.
How did that has happened before. I wouldn't mind. But if you come kuta siko, I'm sorry. If you come kuta vitu zako, I'm even more sorry. Because babu, if you just maybe said I'm coming, ungevunjika roho. You understand?
Anyway,
you have that's the thing in life. Like, don't go looking for, and let's just cut the conversation. Don't go looking for trouble. You'll find it.
So you see, this
understand? So communication is always good. Unajua?
Oh, so now communication is good.
No, but if you choose not to communicate and you come, if the homie respects you and respect the relationship, there's nothing you'll find.
So let's take now. Drawing from that example to this kitchen issue,
right.
You, the man who's come with meat, is the babe who's come without announcing, and the woman who's making food already is the man.
Bro, listen. The homie comes home every day. You know he's coming. The babe just showed up. Surprise. So you're saying the surprise
cooks.
Of the meat is the same as surprise of I'm
cooks.
Coming to check on you.
The woman cooks every day. You knew she was cooking. Why didn't you say anything?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
You knew
so
she was
what I'm
cooking.
Learning.
Why
okay.
Did she say
what I'm learning from this conversation is that communication is a two-way street.
Exactly.
Right.
It is.
So if someone does not communicate, do not hold them to, like, iskwe ni vita. Mwelewe, juu pia wewe hauku communicate. Sindio?
Apana. I see what it said to do there.
But you know, people break down information differently and people break down actions differently. So I think it all also depends on the mood that the person is in. Or as you said, if they had like, oh my goodness, I'm cooking for him, it's such a beautiful thing. I would see where that would bring an issue. But for me, the providing comes on top of everything else. This homie brought meat, a little food to Dishi, Maisha Yendele. And that's how I'm going to end this podcast. Maybe I should call a dude and maybe join this conversation at 1B.
Get a different perspective.
Get a different perspective, yeah.
Call a dude.
Call a dude?
Mm-hmm.
Katina will call you back.